How's it going, everybody? So, I don't really have anything to discuss today. This is going to be a little bit of a wrap-up, a little bit of a check-in. So, I'm probably going to talk the last couple episodes of Cowboy Bebop, even though I have the freaking episode coming out this week, so I'm going to be posting this next week. So if you're listening to this, this was recorded before the thing was posted, so I'm going to post this after my other thing comes out, so that you guys can go listen to that one, but you can go do right now. Enjoy the ad, if not. So it's the end of the year. I haven't done one of these in a while. Pandy, as some people are liking to call things, still going. I think part of it is that regular life is going, and they're like, oh yeah, that's going on in the background, it's still going. But every time I go on YouTube, like, I'm being every other video is like not a sponsor video, but it's just like, you know, the algorithm is like, hey, every other video on people's feeds is going to be vaccine related or pandemic related, or and part of me just wants to for an entire month search large dog, small dog videos, just see a Chihuahua walking with a Saint Bernard, and just have that be like my place of zen. I think I mentioned it, but a couple weeks ago, I had that snap moment where it's like, okay, all right, the stress is, it got to me, and I was a little too relaxed, and I was a little too vicious with my words, because it's just when your friends give you the courtesy of thinking about what you said and getting mad and getting appropriately mad. Had that moment. Wasn't great. Which, by the way, that wasn't just the pandemic. Blaming on the pandemic was just a factor. I don't know. Do you ever get to that point where you're just when you're not on a roller coaster, but when you're at the amusement park and you go on that one tower that shoots you up in the air, or you go up to the top real slow, and you hear that air brake go, and then you hear that that one chamber fill up, you're going to get shot down to the ground 50 miles an hour, faster than gravity. Or wait, maybe it's you're on the one where it just puts you up there, and then whoosh, you're falling at the same rate as everything else, and you're being held in by your seat, but you're almost weightless, almost. It's like your shoulders feel it more so than anything, because they're what's holding you into the chair and with the harness, and that's where you feel it. So, but there's a point where you know this is going to be the most still I'm going to be for the next 2 minutes, and like depending on your thought process, it's either going to be really interesting or it's going to be, like, really terrible. So, I'm trying to keep it so that I am interested. However, that's not, it's not sustainable. Like, at a certain point, you're like, God damn. Like the fear, the annoyance, it gets to you. So, me personally, I've been trying to keep calm, keep moving, focus on other things, but other things you're trying to focus on aren't giving you that relief. It's like there's nothing out there that's different enough. It's like, God damn it, give me like different sized dogs walking together. Like, because there's, I don't know, maybe it's like the, not Tom and Jerry, but there was that old cartoon, Merry Melodies, maybe, or not Chuck Jones, but Tex Avery, maybe, or they all had a specific style, like, and I'm very much blanking on golden age of animation names, but the MGM commercials MGM cartoons where you would have the big dog, big bulldog, and then you had like that, and he would either have to deal with like a monster cat that would beat him up, and then the small dog would go in there. It's sort of like same take as the Warner Brothers frog. It's like, guy discovers the frog. Frog does opera. Every time he goes to show the frog to somebody else, he Tom Segura's it on radio and just does nothing interesting. The amount of distraction I have, isn't equal to the amount of things that are, gnawing at my attention. So, I don't know. I'm trying to channel it into, maybe not positive things, but just I find myself, less anxious when I do things that, whether or not they're just, token actions or whatever, okay, I'm preparing for the market to burst by just, having a diverse portfolio and investing in the things that I believe that, maybe not bulletproof, but something that just makes you invest in the things that in a way that if something goes wrong, you're not fucked. But I'm not smart enough to really know what the hell I'm doing. So, whatever logic I can apply, that's the way I approach things. And and I defer to other people. It's like, hey, is this a good idea? And they're like, yeah, it's not a bad idea. So there's that. All right. Okay. So I've been talking for the last 8 minutes about, how I'm feeling, and I think that's enough of that, but all right, one last thing. So I was listening to Rogan, and he was kind enough to have Tristan from Social Dilemma back on with, I think the guy's name is Dan Trachtenberg or Michael Trachtenberg. I'm not even sure, Trachtenberg's his last name, but I'd have to check. And I kind of want to check out their podcast because, they're kind of doing a follow-up work from The Social Dilemma, just like, and I always love a good situation where someone tells you, hey, you have authoritarian totalitarianism with technology on one side, and you have decentralized, everyone has godlike powers that could result in great calamity, any single one of them. But if you walk the path between them, you get to a better future. And I don't think Rogan was the best person to have this conversation with. Did I say that out loud? Because, like, Rogan has his, like, I'm going to say biases. Because before the pandemic, Rogan was the guy that didn't really believe that that having a president was a logical thing in America today. Which, I don't know how many times he's gone into that rant, but I know he did it with Bill Burr as a guest one time, and then Bill Burr is like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, didn't you watch, what was it, Conjunction Junction, School Rock, or America, like you know that song? Like, I don't know if I think they had it in kindergarten, because it's been around since like the 60s or 70s. It's hi, I'm a bill. I get signed into a law by the Senate. I get passed by the House and all that. Well, anyway, so like, the guys are like trying to talk about Taiwan, and Rogan's just like either bringing him back to a certain subject or interjecting things. And I really, really hope that either Lex Fridman or, I don't know, Logan Paul, I'm really hoping that those two guys get to come back on, because Rogan is very doom oriented, where it's like, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. We're all gonna die. Vaccine passports are coming. There's gonna be a social score. Which, by the way, totally possible. He's not wrong. Black Mirror kind of made an episode about it, but they're I think China's working on a citizen score right now. I think that's what they're calling it. So, but if anyone listened to that episode and like got the sense that it's all doom, I just want to say something out loud. If you have a solution that like will affect the problem positively between 1% and 10%, that's fine. We just need 9 more that's going to affect it between 1 and 10% to go with it. It's not just one thing. It's multitude of things. It's, Rogan was talking about, you're never going to get people to stop eating McDonald's and fast food and Burger King because, the food is so crappy and all that stuff. Well, you can teach people to make better choices, but you can also tell fast food companies, hey, whatever it takes to get you to make a better option, we'll do that. We'll give you tax breaks if you offer more healthy options. We'll give you this. We will grease the skids for you guys to, land a, come to a better solution. And going a step further, the government, I know government, like, Rogan's not, a big government guy. Like literally a big government type of arguing. He wants, like a little less government in most places. But there are options for everything. And everyone talks about, like, we're going to break up the tech companies. Break them up. Historically speaking, that's better for the tech companies. Because they're all just going to break up. There are going to be 7 different options. And they're going to grow. They're going to multiply and grow. And I think the stockholders, it works out better too. Because I don't know how it works. But I would suppose, say you own Google stock. Google splits up into 7 different companies. Search is one company. This, that, the other thing, or is another company. You might just get, 7 times the stock. Who knows? I don't know how it works. The problem is you got to start with something. If you're surrounded, the best thing you can hope for is that everyone attacks you one at a time, so that you can defend it off. You know those old samurai movies? Sort of like that. Everyone attacks one at a time, and so the master swordsman isn't challenged as much. Meanwhile, I feel like if you have a kindergarten class and everyone has a sword, and then one guy has to defend them all, but they all attack him once, chances are you're getting cut up just because all those kids are swarming you, and they're probably going to swing the sword and knock somebody else out too. But it's not cinematic. But you just got to start somewhere. If you start somewhere and then just, it's, the fact of the matter is, everyone's like, oh, there's no solution. It's like, no, there's solutions. You just got to do the work, see what the opportunity that presents itself, to do more work. And eventually, you may not have solved the overarching issue, but maybe, just maybe, you've improved it by that much. And the way that you improved it, over time, you've reduced it that much. The other thing that they were talking about in that episode was when you're presented as a dichotomy, and then a Facebook algorithm will present it as this extreme versus that extreme. So it's like, well, we can't go down this slippery slope. Well, I don't know if there's a better term for this, or because whatever the opposite of a slippery slope is, the house is on fire, or a sleeping bear. I'm going with a sleeping bear. We have a sleeping bear problem, in that every so often this bear wakes up and kills one of us. Now, I'm not saying that the slippery slopes that we're going down are that much better, but if we stay here, that sleeping bear is just going to wake up every now and again and maul us. So we got to get the fuck out of here. So we got to be very careful when we go down one of these slippery slopes. Speaking of podcasts, speaking of Lex Fridman, which, by the way, Bradley Martin was talking about wanting to fight a fellow YouTuber. And my argument is Lex Fridman, because Lex Fridman is a judo player. He is a jiu-jitsu and wrestling guy. I don't know how good of his striking game is. he might be as good an athlete, not in strength and power, than Bradley Martin. So let's make this a thing, people. Hashtag Lex Fridman versus Bradley Martin. But the Ben Askren interview with Lex Fridman on formerly an artificial intelligence podcast, God damn. Like, that was probably one of my favorite interviews that Lex has ever done, just because, like, I've seen, like, interviews where Lex is talking about, death and war and stuff. I've never seen him so animated as him complaining about the IOC or NBC or whoever doesn't show the wrestling matches. They only show the highlights of the wrestling matches for Olympic wrestling. Which I understand his point. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, we're watching, like, the greatest wrestlers are taking on each other in a once-in-4-year competition. And you're only putting out the highlights? Like, but the joking back and forth, because Ben Askren has the ability to discuss things in a funny manner, and Lex Fridman has the ability to dryly put things forward that are humorous. I want a podcast of Lex Fridman, Michael Malice, and Ben Askren, because the amount of shit talking and and trolling that would go on in that conversation, because it would be watching three very intelligent guys ball bust each other, would be interesting. I finished Cowboy Bebop the last night, and I'm talking about the Netflix show, which I have said elsewhere I'm referring to as Cowboy Bebop Remix. Now, Cowboy Bebop Remix takes elements of the original anime and puts them in a live-action setting, and it doesn't suck, but there's imperfections. And I say imperfections in that I'm going to start with Vicious. Vicious is a less is more type. You don't learn about Vicious by talking to Vicious. You learn about Vicious by talking about all the people Vicious has dealt with. Now, the acting, not bad. I mean, not bad, not bad, not bad. I mean, the execution of Cowboy Bebop is fun. It's dynamic. It's cartoonish in comparison to the fucking anime, which, go figure. The actors really get more of a hold on themselves, like on their characters, I should say, as things go on. And I think the same thing goes with the writing, I complain that people don't give shows long enough, and that's why, like, really good shows get canceled, because they don't have, like, that amount of time to, like, let things breathe. So I would say Vicious has too many things going on, and the way that they approach him, it's too typical. I don't know how to describe it. It's like Vicious in the anime is former soldier, has nothing else to do. Every guy he's ever dealt with has gotten screwed over. And super ambitious, rises to power. Good villain. Good villain because he's an iconic villain because less is more. In Remix, Vicious is like entertaining, but also man-child, like daddy issues, privilege, catchword. Okay, let's go with it. Let's see how it turns out. I'm gonna say this about Ed. I hope they figure out a good balance of Ed in Remix versus how do we make that like Ed realer? Because Jet was very cartoonish up until like halfway through. Spike was kind of cartoonish till halfway through, and Faye, I wish they had waited and played things a little bit closer to the vest with Faye. Faye is Faye, but Faye is I think Faye is like Daniel Panetta. She is awesome as Faye. However, the way it's written, it's low bar, crass at times, which, fine, you're on Netflix, you're not a kids' TV show, you can get away with this, but lame cursing, a lot of lame cursing. I feel like there's an art form to swearing, and I don't think the writers have elevated their swearing ability with Faye, because she's the one that curses the most. And I'm not turning this into dirty language. No, it's there's a lack of, let's call it grace involved. So, all right. With Ed or whatever, I mean, hopefully there's more of Ed going along in the second season, which I think, I don't know how, I think Cowboy Bebop is a top 10 show, so I would imagine that there's going to be a second season. I kind of want to, I'm going to finish the anime, or I'm going to rewatch the anime. I've seen the anime before, but it was so long ago that you kind of forget things. And if we're going first 10 episodes to first 10 episodes, the anime is better. But it's, like I said, the Remix doesn't suck. Arcane's getting a second season. Thank God. I don't know how long it's going to take them to make it, but I held off until after the show to check out, characters, whatever the lore is, how the games are, set up, because League of Legends is, the world's biggest game. I don't know, like if it's like a like everyone in South Korea is playing it, and that makes it one of the world's biggest games. But like those last three episodes, the one episode in the middle where it's Vi versus like the lady with the metal arm, like when she just has her hands and then the other lady is just overpowered compared to her, and then all she has is like her wits and her fists. Oh, that was such a good fight. Then you get to Echo versus Jinx, and they flash back to when they were kids. While they're fighting, and that's part of the fight, and like that was the high point of the show for me. Like that was because anime does this thing where usually like towards the season finale or when things get really dire, the animation quality takes a step back, but it gets more dramatic. It turns black and white. It turns sketchy in lines. Samurai Champloo did it. Dragon Ball Z kind of did it. And then Sailor Moon did it. Like 90s anime techniques in a 3D show. Oh, so beautiful. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. I know this is coming out after Thanksgiving because Cowboy Bebop's thing's coming out probably after Thanksgiving as well, but like Thanksgiving's tomorrow. And can I complain about something right now? I'm having a Dr. Manhattan moment where he's looking at photographs, comparing them to stars, because like stars are just old photographs of themselves that show up when you look up at the sky, because that's how long it takes the light to travel to Earth from the star. I'm listening to podcasts that are recorded months ago because the guys are on tour, so that everything's banked. I'm listening to that, and they're talking about things that are going to happen that haven't happened yet, but have already happened because the podcasts are banked so far ahead. I can't wait until that catch-up moment where there's no banked episodes, or because you're looking at the fucking ads that they're recording either the week of or the week before or however the hell they're doing it. Which, by the way, what pissed me off is like we kind of lost, or at least I did, or at least the fans did, the Bill Burt podcast, which, as much as I enjoy Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer talk, there's something different about Bill Burr and Bert getting together, because Bert is like you can't not have fun around him, and then like Bill Burr is like just knowledgeable, and like I don't know if sage is the right word, but I'll say sage. And we haven't gotten an episode of that in a while. So, Thanksgiving. I recorded a podcast on this subject last year, but I'm just going to reiterate. Halloween is the holiday that you get to talk to your neighbors. Thanksgiving is the time that you get to talk to your family. So, I hope everyone took the opportunity, because I know this is coming out after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone took the opportunity, like, just appreciate your family. Whether or not they drive you crazy, like, just appreciate. Like, if they don't deserve your time, then fine. But just, like, accept that you have a family and that you are able to make things better, and just be thankful. It's in the name of the freaking holiday, so just be thankful that you have the opportunity, because Thanksgiving kind of coincides with harvests, and just is like it's right before winter or start of winter, so as a reminder, just gratitude will help you out in tough times. Just the ability to feel gratitude will help you out. So on that note, peace.